KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies at 6, or rather cloudy skies, I should say. We have 16 degrees. If you look for areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy today and a high of 27. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In Southwest Iowa news from over the weekend, police in Red Oak report a woman was arrested following a traffic stop just after midnight Sunday. 25-year-old Lisa Ann Blake of Newmarket was taken into custody in the 900 block of North 1st Street for driving while suspended, a simple misdemeanor. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on slightly more than $566 bond. A Nebraska man who thought he was meeting a 15-year-old girl at an Iowa motel for sex has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. The Des Moines Register reports a federal judge sentenced John Daniel Nielsen for travel with intent to engage in illicit sexual conduct. A 40-year-old Omaha, Nebraska man was swept up in a law enforcement operation targeting sex trafficking after exchanging text messages with an undercover officer who was posing as a teen. Nielsen arranged a February 15th meeting at a Council Bluffs hotel room and agreed to pay for the sex. He was arrested when he arrived at that motel room. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board has a regular meeting set to take place this evening at 5:15 in the Council's chambers at City Hall. Among the action items and or new business on their agenda is an update on the Schulberg Recreation Area, park signs and kiosks, and raised vegetable garden beds at the Mollet Park in the east end of East 3rd Street Place. In his report to the board, Parks Director Bryant Rasmussen is expected to talk about the Festival of Trees, trail crossing signs, donations of hockey gear, and a New Year's Resolution Park Challenge, among other things. Members of the Griswold School District's Board of Education will meet at 5:30 this evening in the conference room at the high school. Old business, and prior to adjourning, the retiring board will receive updates as available from KPE Architects and Estes Construction, and they'll hold the second reading of Board Policy Series 200. The new board will then be called to order by Superintendent Dave Hendricks, and they'll certify the official results of the November 5th canvass of elections and handle administrative matters, including but not limited to the administering of the oath of office to new members, along with election of officers. Other items for the new board include setting their regular meeting dates and times, and acting on a school budget review committee application for increasing enrollment, open enrollment out, and LEP instruction beyond 5 years. The board will then discuss a joint meeting with the Lenox School Board and consider approving an HVAC maintenance program. The Audubon School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at 7 o'clock in their boardroom at the high school. Among the action items on their agenda is possible action on a building project and general obligation bond petition. On December 10th, the Audubon School Board held a work session to discuss a building feasibility study results, costs, and financing, bond referendum specifics, and recommendations from the building committee. The district hopes to renovate the middle school, high school, and at tonight's board meeting, we'll talk about their financing option and related matters. Some questions they'll have to answer during their discussion include, does the district move forward with the project as it's presented? Should they request a bond referendum from the public to finance the project? And the method of construction, assuming the project is approved. In other business, the board will act on approving early retirement applications and personnel matters. The Superintendent Eric Traeger will update the board on building current building projects, and they'll receive a transportation report. Officials with Democrat Joe Biden's presidential campaign said Saturday that on this coming Saturday, the 21st, and Sunday, the 22nd, the former vice president will travel to Iowa with stops planned in Atlantic and Creston. He'll also be in Ottumwa and Perry this coming weekend. Biden will lay out, according to his campaign, his vision for America and listen to voters' concerns and ideas around restoring the soul of the nation, rebuilding the middle class, and unifying the country. His tentative schedule is Saturday, December 21st, a Creston town hall, the site to be determined. Doors will open at 4:45 for that event, with the event taking place at 5:15. And next Sunday, Atlantic's town hall, a site to be determined. The doors will open at 1:30 with the event starting at 2 o'clock. Now, if you want to attend either of those events, you should click on the RSVP link found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com to sign up. Otherwise, you probably won't get into the event to see Joe Biden if you're wanting to see him. In our funeral announcements, Marilyn Jacobson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died December 5th in Johnston. Funeral services for Marilyn Jacobson will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. events. Gene Mikulski, age 87, of Audubon and formerly of Atlantic, died December 6th. Memorial services for Gene Mikulski will be today at 10:30 in the chapel at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Janice Blake, age 84, of Atlantic, died Friday at CCMH. Funeral services for Janice Blake will be today at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Kimberly Stein Clemens, age 52, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Kimberly Stein Clemens will be today at 3 o'clock in the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Nelda Ruhr, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at CCMH. Funeral services for Nelda Ruhr will be on Tuesday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ruth Ella Newberg, age 86, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Ruth Newberg will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Judy Simpson, age 84, of Exira, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Judy Simpson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Heather Kuzel, age 40, of Manning, died Friday at Manning Regional Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Heather Kuzel will be held Wednesday at 2:30 at the IKM Manning School. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Mark Weedy, age 51, of Audubon, died December 6th near Carson. Funeral services for Mark Weedy will be held at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon this Saturday at 10:30. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Wilma Ryrick, age 94, of Oakland, a former longtime Lewis resident, died Saturday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Wilma Ryrick will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Lewis Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Richard Lewis Charles, age 58, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Cremation will take place and no services are scheduled at this time for Richard Charles. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family with the arrangements. That is a check of our news this morning on KJN, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.